Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
All right. So, Rebecca, good morning. It's so good to have you here. I'm so excited for, well, me and you, because every time we spend time together, we always smile and just have the best time. And sometimes there are tears. I mean, and there's all the whole spectrum of being human in there as well. And it always ends up with smiles, which I love about me and you. It's favorite things. So this is the second conversation I'm having with clients and friends. Like, I consider you a friend as well as a client, right? I think as part of this conversation, we talk about how we separate things. You know, we've just talked about excitement and presence. And it's like, you know, I think we have this belief that we can't be a client and a friend at the same time. And it's like, we totally can. We can create it, that you can be a powerful coach and a friend. I believe that's true.
Yeah.
And you're the second person I have had on. And the reason I begun this was because what I want to create is these conversations between us to serve, because there's so much happens in these relationships with people, with us, and your transformation, my transformation, that I think for me, and I know you'll agree, it's like, let's have this be something people feel and experience and see, so they can take it on for themselves. And have that be an experience for them and reflect on, okay, so where is this in me? If I was more Rebecca, what would that look like in my life? So that's it, really. I'm going to hand over to you, Becca. I just want you to introduce yourself. And when I say, who are you? I mean, who are you?
Oh, yeah. So this is like when we have our conversation, when I say, how are you, Sam?
Yes. Yeah, exactly that. It's like, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, how are you? I think you started by asking, do you want the long answer or the short answer? And then you've stopped asking and we just go straight into the
long answer. Well, I'll say this, we've got 30 minutes, so.
Who am I? Gosh, well, who am I? Okay, so I am Rebecca. And I'm going to practice this because I've just gone on a bit of a journey. So I am Source's pink angel. That's who I am. And that takes a little bit of something else I am, which is incredibly brave to say that, because that would have brought up a lot of fear, does still bring up a little bit of fear to say those words out loud, because there's several words in there that might trigger people or might have them judge me or might have them see me a certain way. But I'm going to say them because I'm going to practice saying them because they're true.
So can you say them again, but really slowly and clearly, so each one is really obvious?
Okay, I am Source's pink angel.
Beautiful. And Source being?
Source being not HP.
My favourite.
I'm a ketchup girl, but you know. No, actually, that's not true. I'm both. I'm all Sources. There you go. I'm all Sources. So Source, for me, I don't define it too much. You know, I talk about the universe. I am now able to talk about God, you know, big G, little G, God. But Source is just that connection we have with ourselves. I think actually, if I was to really slow down into what Source means for me right now in this moment, we talk about being present and excited. Do you like how I'm pulling this all together for you? That Source is actually me. It's like my most precious core being that has sometimes not been allowed out to play. And by sometimes I mean probably about 47 years not allowed out to play. I mean, Source can be this, you know, this bigger thing, this greater than, higher than, you know, God, Buddha, you know, pixie at the end of the garden, universe, whatever you want to call it. And also this really deep, precious Source in ourselves. So for me, there is a connection with the bigger, there is a connection with the connection with the more than, but also the very, very within piece of me. Pink is a theme. If any of you connect with me, which you're all more than welcome to do, you will realize that pink really is a theme. And even that, you know, it's something that I made a decision about a very long time ago in my business. When I wasn't a coach, I was a project manager, that I wanted pink to be my color. Now, it was, and I don't think I knew that it was a very conscious decision at the time, but I know that at the time, pink wasn't a thing in marketing and branding. It was actually seen as a, you know, a very, you know, wishy-washy, pink, girly, feminine, you know, in not a good way, kind of color. Now, if you go out into marketing and branding now, pink is everywhere. Right, it's a really powerful. It means business acumen. It means confidence. It means power. And people have adopted to that. But when I did it 10 years ago, that wasn't true. And there was a lot of people around me. You don't want to go pink. No, that will put people off. You know, people won't like it. People don't like pink. Blah blah. And I even back then, not so consciously, I was like, I don't care. I want pink. And then it's just become more and more of a theme as I've gone through, and I've gone through finding my inner, you know, who I am. But also who I want to be seen as, who I want to be out in the world. And I owned it. You know, very early on when I started my coaching practice, I brought on someone to do my social media work. And I was like, look, we're going to have fun with this. I want to create pink. I want to create fun. I want to share quotes. I want to share what lights me up. And there's no real desire to funnel people into a coaching program with that. It's just that's how I want to show up in the world. So pink has become very much a theme.
Yeah. Yeah, man, there's a what I'm hearing from you, Rebecca. I think this is, I love this because this was your commitment to coaching, right? It's like, I'm going in. I'm just going to go and get what I came for. What I'm hearing you say is like, you're being yourself, like truly being yourself, and allowing, you know, what people experience in the world is an expression of who I am, who I really am. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, and I see it so often, is that that's what we all really are looking for, to be ourselves, to be free and safe and to express ourselves. And I know for you, that hasn't always been like a straightforward journey, right? So can you share a bit more about, like, now you're being that, you know, I am Source's pink angel, Source being me and my connection with God and the universe, pink because it's my fucking color and I love it. And an angel, because that's who you are in the world to so many people, to yourself, to your family, to us that experience you. Now that you're being yourself, speak more to that if you can. Just share with us, like, what's it taken for you to be that? What's it really taken for you to be that? Because there'll be people listening.
How long did you say we had?
Well, we've got half an hour. I mean, I've got half an hour. I can log off and just leave you speaking. That's cool. I'm back on Monday and you'll still be going.
I mean, you guys have hit lucky in that being that has happened in, you know, the very recent, literally a couple of weeks ago, I did a pilgrimage to Phoenix in Arizona. But a pilgrimage is a journey, right? So it wasn't just being there, it was the whole journey towards it. Now, Sam and I have been working together now for 3 years.
I'm glad you said that. That's what I've got written down. But it came
3 years. Yeah, 3 years. Three, or maybe even four. Anyway, three or maybe four, who knows? But and we connected, and one of the first conversations that we had was, Sam said to me, what do you want to create? And I said, freedom. That was my thing. And at the time, it felt like I was a million miles away from any form of freedom. And the other thing that I'd brought to coaching before I'd spoken to Sam was, I want peace. Those were the things that were key in my or present in my mind. And again, now I can look back and see how consciously I was seeking those things, and trying to find a way to get there, to achieve freedom, to achieve peace. I wouldn't necessarily, if we'd had that conversation 3 years ago, I don't think that would have been my experience that I would have shared with you, because I wasn't so consciously aware of it. So, you know, Sam's question there is, what has it taken me to get to where I'm being now? How I'm being now is, you know, a lot of seeking, a lot of not seeking, a lot of not seeing, a lot of resisting, a lot of blame, a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of pain. I'm not this sounds like an awful journey, but actually, and that's kind of accelerated when I went on this pilgrimage this year. What I realized was, I mean, things at the end, if you'd had this conversation with me in September, October, November, December last year, it would have been a very different conversation, because I was deep in the I'm really going into this now. I'm not hiding from it. Now, Sam will know that I will go out in the world as that source pink angel quite happily. I will happily go out in the world and create that for the people in my world and for the people that I'm serving. And yet that's not the experience that I'm necessarily having myself. You know, one of the things that we have worked on is how I will totally miss myself in that, in what I am able to create. And I had to go to the place where I allowed myself, like the deep hurt, the deep blame, the deep guilt, the deep, all of that, I had to go there and actually really do the work to be able to gift this to myself. And that has occurred really over the last, well, the last, again, 49 years that I've been on this planet. However, you know, it's accelerated in the last few years by doing the work, by working with Sam, working with other coaches, going on this trip over to see Steve Hardison in Phoenix. And so there is a difference in who I am being with that now, in that it is fully anchored in here. But that has been work to get it in there. You know, there's been resistance, there's been, it's missed, it's not quite landed, it's been here. You know, I get it here. Sam will know I get stuff really quickly. You know, I get it. You know, and I can get it, and I can share it with my clients. You know, I work as a coach as well, so I can share it with my clients, I can share it with my friends, I can share it, I can put it out there in the world. But it needed to be here, right? And you talked about separation earlier, about, you know, how we separate out things, and, you know, I can't be this and I can't be that. That was a really big theme of the couple of hours that I spent with Steve Hardison, is how I have been creating separation in my life. And it's for a longer conversation, but I was saying to Sam before we came on live how intentionally Steve created my whole experience with him to show me how life can be without that separation, without me creating that separation. And that is something that will, you know, it feels like it shifted. You know, I don't know whether anyone else noticed, but on the 30th of January, it was probably about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning for you guys, the universe shifted.
It
Right?
was.
It shifted on its axis. Yeah, you were there. You know, but it need, you know, it will very easily shift back. You know, it could very easily shift back. So it is a practice. It's something I'm working on. And again, I was sharing with Sam before we came on that, you know, I'm reliving those moments, and not just those moments, every conversation I've had, to find the gold that I perhaps couldn't see before because I'd created a separation with it, or a resistance to it, or a barrier to it.
Yeah, I hear that.
I've no idea if I answered your question.
Oh, I don't know what the question was, so you're right.
Okay,
What
good.
I'm hearing, what I love about what you're sharing, Rebecca, is exactly what we were talking about before. It's like I wrote about it this morning, because just because I am feeling this doesn't mean I'm not powerful. Because I'm experiencing these things doesn't mean I can't act. You know, just because I'm feeling overwhelmed doesn't mean I can't be present. So like it's that bringing together of our experience that I'm really hearing you talk about. And I love that. It's a powerful thing. And you particularly, I think, out of everyone I know have really mastered that. And you've been determined to master that, which has kept you on that track to create what you've created. And I think it would be actually doing a disjustice or misjustice, disjustice, injustice, if we didn't also talk a bit about like the journey you've been on, because since we've been working and since I've known you, you've gone through some pretty massive changes in your life, right? This hasn't been, you know, a sort of a straightforward path for you. You've been on some mega, you've made some incredible choices and you've made huge changes, and you haven't stopped that. You haven't allowed that to stop you creating this freedom, creating this peace. And I think that's where a lot of people often get stuck, It's like, oh, I'm a victim of my life, so I can't do that because. So we separate. It's like, I can't have peace because this is present. And it's like, you've managed to create a way of that not being true.
I'll add to that, though, because I think this is an interesting distinction, is that, yes, what you just said there is true, you know, and I wasn't seeing it. I was doing it, going through some shitty, you know, separation, divorce, selling my home, moving house to, you know, a couple of times, teenage boys, you know, the whole thing, problems with my parents, losing my dad, you know, all sorts of stuff, everything, right? And I was still building a business, and I was still showing up for my children, for myself, for my dad when he was dying, you know, all the things. And yet there was something that just would not allow me to see that, you know, would not allow me to love that, would not allow me to really appreciate and acknowledge myself for that. I made it bad. And this again was this separation thing, you know, it's not just separation. I created a war with it, you know, and that's something else that I've broken down over the last couple of weeks. And that, you know, again, didn't just happen then. This has happened throughout all our work together. You know, we've talked about this many, many times, you know, but I finally could see it. I literally could see it. And which goes back to that source thing is, you know, I went so far within that I could actually then see this stuff. I could see the separation. I could see the wars I was creating. I could see how I was being all of those things. And stop making any part of them wrong. And that is the shift, but it has come from a determination to keep going. And that's where I got to the end of last year, Sam. You know, you were there, was actually for the first time. And I think this is when I realized, and perhaps this is good for people to hear, because sometimes, you know, the darkest night comes before the brightest sunrise, right? You know, I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. There was a point at which, and you know, we had some sessions around this where I was like, I just don't get it. I don't get any of it. I don't get why I'm doing this. I don't get why this is how I'm living. I don't get it. And I can see now that I needed to be there so that I could actually, Sam will love this, slow down to and allow myself to have that time for me. I was putting it all out there so everyone else could see it. I actually had to come inside to me to really feel, yeah, come on, look at this and love all of it. And I really do, Sam, you'll love to hear this, right? And we've not really had a chance to catch up over the last couple of weeks, is I utterly and totally love every single part of me. Every single part of me. Because I am Source's Pink Angel. And for anyone watching, that will really blow Sam's mind because he's never heard me say that before.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, it hit me actually hard. That hit me hard.
Hits me hard still. Every little part of me. In every situation, you know, and you know some of the dark places I've been, you know, some of the things I'm not proud of in my life, you know, some of the things that I, if I could go back and change them, I would. Not that I live that way, but I would. And how I disconnected from myself in those moments, I am now able to go back into those moments and still love that person there.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
It's everything.
It's everything, yeah.
Everything, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
And note to viewers, it's a practice, because tomorrow I might not.
I think that's where my mind went, right? Because it's like I'm really resonating with that. The thing that set me free, or the thing that, I'm going to rephrase that, the thing that created freedom for me was exactly that. My version of that was, whatever is occurring, I find, create. I am determined to have a way to make me love it, to have me see the love in it, to create love with it. Like, however you want to phrase it, it's like there's a desire and a determination and a commitment that that's going to be true, or that is true. It's like, it's not even.
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, you and I have had that discussion many times. And this another, you know, note to anyone listening is keep listening. You know, like you said, that determination to stay with it. You know, I've heard the same thing, or I've read the same thing, or I've had the same conversation. I can't tell you how many times, you know, and at some point I heard it. And that's I think part of that determination, like you say, to keep going with it was not a well, I've heard that, it doesn't work, it hasn't changed anything, so therefore it is not true. You know, is being willing to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it until it is your truth.
Yeah.
And that takes time, and it takes practice, and it takes changing who you're being with what you're hearing. You know, and I'd shown up in conversations where I didn't want to hear that truth because it didn't fit the story I was living in at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is something else that I, and again, it's so easy when you're there to look back, but I can see that now, you know, and again, I love that part of me that didn't hear it. You know, there's a bit of me that comes in and go, oh God, you heard that 10 years ago. Come on. Why didn't you get it then? And now I can say, cause I didn't.
Yeah.
And I love that person who couldn't see it right then. Right. Cause she was doing her own thing. She was living her life as it was then. I'm not, you know, but you know something about that person who didn't hear it then still stayed open and willing to hear it. So how could I not love her for that?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, completely. Yeah, that point, Rebecca. I can feel people wanting to ask you this question. I can almost be there. It's like that point where it's like finally like the penny dropped. Or something, because of my experience of that, it's like,
yeah.
Can you remember? Like, can you share with us your experience of that? It may not have been one thing; it may have been a few things. But just to share with us what you can about what was that?
Okay, so I'll share it briefly because we don't have as long for the whole story. So part of my pilgrimage, you know, was over to see Steve Hardison. And I'm sure Sam will share about that within some comments and things if people want to find out more about him. So I'd created this whole experience to go out there and be with him. So you have 2 hours with him in his office, which is, I mean, you walk in and you know what's occurred in that office. I mean, you know, go and read about him and get the book because it's amazing. You know, Steve Chandler, if any of you know Steve Chandler within the coaching world, you know, he spent 35 years sitting in that office with so you walk in, you can feel all of that. It's incredible. And we did some deep forgiveness work, you know, which again, I've done with Sam. I have done this work with Sam before. And yes, it's shifted it. One of the things that happened in that room was Steve said, look, I don't normally go this deep in a Be With session. He said, but you are ready. You are here. You are literally. And I created this thing with him where, and I don't know whether this was him or me, where when I went into that room and I've paid a lot of money to be there, right? And it's taken a lot to get me there. I didn't lose eye contact with him. Because I was like, if I'm going to be here to do this, I am not losing contact with you here, right? And I think I created that. Now, that might be something he does with people. I don't know. I don't really care, right? But for me, I was like, I need to keep eye contact with you because I need to make sure that I go as deep as I can to pull this up and deal with this here. This is what I came to do. It's my 50th birthday this year, and I created a commitment to myself that this was going to be different. And in that forgiveness work, he said something to me that was, you know, he said, you know, you're doing this work. He said, I don't believe you have ever really said I love you or I forgive you to yourself. I don't think you've ever really done that work. And I think that's the moment that it hit me. Because as I say, that willingness to keep showing up, even though you've heard it, was there was just that moment. And I mean, there were many more. I could go on for weeks about this, right? But that moment, I think, was the first moment that that penny dropped, right? And then that allowed everything to happen afterwards. And like you say, there was just a shift. I mean, it was like, if anyone's watched the end game, right? That moment when it goes boom, It was like that. I felt it. And then everything else that occurred. And then there was a little bit of shock. I was over in Phoenix, had my session with Steve, went back to my hotel room, and I slept for hours. I mean, literally hours. And then I woke up, and I woke up feeling like everything had changed. Like, if anyone says to me, what are your three takeaways from, you know, your time with Steve Hardison? Well, number one is everything changed. And I woke up and I remember being awake and having that moment of utter peace. And I remember having this little conversation with myself, you know, in my head, which is a new thing as well, with Source, right? That's my time with Source, is, okay, this is different. Mm. Okay, is this real? Is this going to last? Is this actually different? You're in a hotel room in Phoenix, so everything's different. Obviously, what happens when you're at home and you're, is this different? Is it? And there was just an utter knowing. And knowing's another big word that that to me, I've just like, I am knowing. Mm-hmm. And I think I always have been, I just didn't allow the knowing. I just knew in that moment that yes, everything had changed. Mm-hmm. It was just and I can't really, you know, Sam, I talk about this like fingertips thing, like, you know, you get this tingle and you get this feeling, and it's normally just beyond your fingertips. Mm. The best way I can describe it in that moment was it was in my hands, whatever it is, right? Knowing, peace, freedom, Source, me, whatever. It was suddenly, there was still that tingly, excited feeling, and yet it was here. Knowing.
I love that. One of the reasons I asked you that, I think, not only because I wanted you to share it, but also because I was curious to hear your answer to it, because my version of that's not dissimilar. It's a knowing. It's like a core of my being. It's like, it's something that's permanent and doesn't get moved. It can't. Now it's like that term, now you've seen it, you can't unsee it. It's like whatever occurs now in the experience of this humanness, there's a center that doesn't move. It's a center of certainty and knowing.
Yeah,
I love that, Rebecca. It's really, I don't know, I feel like the way you explain that made it make sense. And I couldn't have done it that way that you have. So I'm really grateful for that. So grateful for that. So we're coming to the end of our time in this call. Not to say we won't have another at some point. Judging by what people are sharing, they want to hear from you.
Because I can't see any of that, so I don't know. People might be.
They're like, get her off. Who's this person? Get her off.
And you know what? Do you know the other great thing, Sam? You'll love this as well. I don't care. I don't care. You know, I don't. You know, in a very caring way, you know how much I love and care for other people, right? And I don't care.
Yeah, that's the separation again, right? It's like I cannot care and still care deeply.
Okay. Sorry, someone lovely is bringing me a cup of coffee. Man, so rather than being rude and ignoring them, I'm going to welcome them.
Go for it. Yeah, we go.
We another cup of coffee. How wonderful is that?
We're very real life here. It's
all good. We are real life, yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't want to be messing about with pretense.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I can't see what anyone's saying, Sam, but obviously, you know, I'm an open book, right? So, you know, anyone who wants to connect with me, anyone who wants to have a conversation with me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to share, actually, Rebecca. It's like, because if anyone has questions for Rebecca, post them in the comments, because there's been some remarks. Post them in the comments. But Rebecca, are you open to answering them?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So feel free to post them. If you're listening to this, obviously on the podcast, how can they get hold of you, Rebecca?
They can find me on all social media platforms under, that's my radio voice, under either Rebecca Shannon or Compliment Coaching with E's, all E's, compliment as in complimentary to a wine, to a nice meal, not I'm paying you a compliment. May I just say one thing?
Of course.
Those.
We're not quite going yet, but I am going to stop the recording. but me and you.
Let's just keep this on the recording, please, because it's very important for me to share this, because, and I may get emotional, is, you know, I've talked about that pilgrimage and, you know, what happened in that room and that space with that coach. I cannot share with you how important this man has been, and I am going to get emotional, in my life, at some of the hardest points in my life. This man has been my angel. And even if we've not been in conversation, even if we've not had a session, even if we've not been together, just having him in my life has changed my life. So I know some of you are working with him, or anyone who's listening, maybe talking to Sam. If there is half a thought to join a program, work with Sam, carry on having a conversation, whatever, make it a whole thought, because it will change your life. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. There was a stage in my life where I would have been like, yeah, thank you, and then left it. But just to give context, that's been a lot of my work, is on being really open to receiving, like, and really hearing and acknowledging and letting it in. So I really appreciate everything you shared. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's do this. I bet I've stopped the, hang on a minute. Do you know what I've...
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com. And that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.